Thank you for being with us for Prime, driven by the best podcast. This is episode number 2. I'm your host, Dennis Davis. With me today, we have a very special guest. We have Brianne Madura from our
IT department.
And she's going to talk to us a little bit about the Prime mobile app. So, Brianne, what do you got for us today?
Well, right now we're in the middle of our beta test for our Prime Mobile 3.0. This is our new version that is going to bring macros into the mobile app. It is very dynamic and lets you do your arrivals and departs. The buttons dynamically change depending on what's needed. So this is our next step in the right direction on being able to really empower our drivers and let them do a lot of things from their phones.
Excellent. So when will this app be available? When will the upgrade be available?
We're still about a couple weeks out. We're still finalizing some stuff with our beta testers. We have a really great group of testers out there who are helping us find all the little things that maybe would be better in a different place or little oddities that we've found. So they're helping us get all those dialed out and getting us ready for production.
Let's say that I'm technological, deficient, and I'm not really familiar with the Prime Mobile app, or maybe I'm just a new associate. One, kind of tell me how I can download it. Two, tell me some of the things that are on the previous version that will kind of carry over to the new version.
So we offer the Prime Mobile app for all iOS and Android devices. So if you're an iPhone, iPad, any type of Android phone or tablet, you can download it. It's available in your respective app stores. But once you get logged in, you can do all your trip scanning. You get your messages. Just like you do on the Qualcomm, you can choose to get all of those messages on your phone. You can reply to them just like you would a text message without having to be at the Qualcomm. So usually that's the response we get from a lot of people is that they really appreciate being able to answer those messages when they're inside a fuel stop or taking a break or resting in the bunk if they needed to get in contact with somebody. They don't have to get up and turn that Qualcomm on to take care of those things. So it's also really great for our payroll. It's really easy to get your trips scanned in. You do them straight from your phone. You don't have to stop and find a truck stop scanner anymore. You don't have to try to use your own scanner or hook it up to anything. Just with your phone's camera, you just snap your pictures and get them sent off. It also allows our road assist group to get pictures. If something's broken out on the road, you notice something, you got to send in a picture of a tire or some damage, you can get all those pictures in. You can send accident pictures to safety, damage pictures to cargo claims. There's a lot of things that you can do all in one place right there. And all of that's being carried forward into our new version. Plus, we're adding those macros, allowing people to do settings, to change the settings, the sounds per types of message. A lot of the features that we tried to put in were from feedback that we had got from everybody else. And we're really trying to take all of those suggestions to heart and letting our drivers know how much we really care and value their opinions. So we've worked a lot of those in, as many as we possibly could. But so some of those settings per message type, so your high priority messages can make a different sound than your regular messages. So you can also, we added into the menu bar all the quick access to the My Prime features, like your My Progress, My Truck, My HOS for hours of service. We added a lot of those quick links right there so you can just kind of get straight to those pages and make it easier for everybody to get to.
Very accessible app, and we really appreciate everything you do. From a safety standpoint, when can a driver use this app?
So it is based off your hours of service. We have an integration with the OmniTrax units to let us know who is logged in and driving. So it goes off of your driving status. And it also uses the location services on your phone to provide information. If you're traveling more than 5 miles per hour, it will lock it down if you're in a driving status. So if you're not in a driving status, it's unlocked all the time. But we just wanted to make sure that if you're pulling into a gate somewhere or you're trying to find something for a load for a shipper or receiver and you're at that gate and you're traveling and you're pulling something up, even if you're in a drive status, you can use that to pull up the information. But if you're traveling more than 5 miles per hour, it's just not going to work. So not safe to use while you're driving. So we just want to make sure that people aren't using it while they're in motion.
So Brian, if a driver has some questions about the mobile app, where can they go to get those questions answered?
We have a lot of great places you can go for help. Inside the app is a help button that has full instructions on how to do anything. But we also have a message to Prime Mobile Help, and we respond to every one of those. We also get a lot of feedback that way, letting us know if there's things that are not working the way they should or things that people are looking for. And that's one of the great places we turn to for new feature requests when we're starting a new version. And then we also have a mobile app helpline that is 417-521-3500 that goes straight to our mobile app department, and we answer those and help people with whatever problems they're having.
Thank you so much, Brianne, for being with us today. Again, this is Dennis Davis with the Prime Driven by the Best podcast. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please click subscribe, and we'll see you next time.